This is the second time in the past 6 months the governor has vetoed a Republican bill aimed at restricting state land purchases. State Representative Spencer Black applauds the veto. He says Republicans have abused their oversight power by using it to try to block purchases that protect wild lakes and portions of the Ice Age Trail.
Republicans have singled out protecting our environment, protecting our land, for special treatment so that they can hold up these purchases and stop these purchases of land, even though protecting our outdoors, protecting our natural resources is vital to the quality of life in Wisconsin and vital to our future in this state.
But State Senator Robert Welch says the bill the governor vetoed is less about conserving land and more about preventing a power grab by the governor's office. Welch says the governor can now use the stewardship fund to pass out favors to his supporters.
By vetoing the oversight, the governor has really upset the apple cart. This was never supposed to be just a cookie jar for the governor to hand out to his friends, and I'm afraid of the abuses that can take place.
One state senator says it may be possible to override the governor's veto if the issue can be cast as an effort by the executive branch to usurp legislative powers. But Representative Black says Republicans will be hard-pressed to find the votes. The original bill didn't pass with the two-thirds majority needed for an override. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.